Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. We continue at this beginning of ordinary time to receive from the church our coordinates with the help of the letter of the Hebrews and the Gospel of St. Mark about how we're supposed to live day-to-day life together with the Lord who has become incarnate among us and remains with us until the end of time. Letter of the Hebrews focused yesterday on how Jesus for a little while became lower than the angels so that he might lead all children to glory through becoming perfect in suffering. He wants to lead us to glory through perfection in suffering, which isn't just an ontological evil unintended by God from the beginning, but a consequence of original sin. But now, after the fall, part of the medicine for the repair of sin, suffering unleashes love in the human person, as John Paul II says. It's a means by which others are forced to become good Samaritans and caring for us, and we grow in humility in allowing others to serve us, which is a tangible reminder to us of just how much we likewise need God. And in today's passage, the author of the letter of the Hebrews deepens that mission of Jesus. Jesus likewise shared in everything that those of flesh and blood shared, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. It goes on to say he became like us in every way so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest to expiate our sins. And as he was tested through what he suffered, he's able to be, as we heard yesterday, our archegos. He's able to be the leader, the guide, the one who goes before for all of us who are likewise being tested by one suffering or another. I want to focus mainly on the connection between suffering, that huge test through suffering, and the fear of death that the author talks about that subjects us to the worst type of slavery. Staurophobia, thanatophobia. Staurophobia is fear of the cross, fear of pain, fear of suffering. Thanatophobia is fear of death. It's the worst type of slavery because it begins to change everything that we do, and even if we have external freedom, it starts to form all these various neuroses within us as we're constantly trying to escape from pain and the ultimate fear of death. Christ himself came so that we would not only no longer fear suffering, but no longer fear death. He took away the sting of death, and he changed the meaning of suffering by himself assuming our condition and showing how suffering after the fall has become part of the redemption by precisely unleashing that love we've already talked about. To remove the fear of death. Last week when I was with the seminarians at Mount St. Mary's, the final conference, which was on persevering fidelity into the end, the courage that needs, we pondered for a while how we're supposed to anticipate our death every day together with Christ, that he's come precisely to take away this fear and not just leave us there, but actually help us to die in Christ, to suffer in Christ, to do all things in Christ. Because we'll only be courageous when we're able to do what we need to do despite our fears. If the greatest fear and the greatest slavery has to do with death, then the greatest way for us to live with freedom as children of God is not even to be afraid of death anymore. And that's what always characterized the martyrs. They saw their death, as Cardinal Regali mentioned in his beautiful letter in 2011, as the greatest opportunity of their life, because this was the passage in order to be able to enter into a fuller union with the Lord. And when we're seeking that union with the Lord, then we're almost eager about death, not phobic. Today in the Gospel, we see what Jesus does with regard to suffering and the fear of death. Soon as he had finished that long day of preaching in the synagogue and the whole dispute about healing the possessed man, he goes for a little repose at Simon and Andrew's house. But they tell her about his mother-in-law, he cures her, and as soon as he turns around, so once sundown happened, the Sabbath was over, and people could finally move, they could do work, and the whole town was at the door, bringing everybody who was sick. They were looking for a cure for their sickness, a cure for their maladies, a cure for their possession. And with great faith, hearing what Jesus had done in the synagogue, they all came. And Jesus cured many. Cured many, not all, curiously, many who were sick with various diseases, drove out many demons. Each of these were experiences, tiny little anticipations of the resurrection. One of the things that Jesus does through his cures is he helps us to anticipate the definitive cure. It's a little bit of an embryonic down payment on what he wishes to give us. And Jesus continues to do that. Because we still fear suffering. We fear that it might last forever. We fear we might be in chronic pain. But then he addresses something even deeper than that. Rising very early before dawn, should never be afraid in the middle of winter when we're leaving very early when it is still dark. We have good company. Jesus went off to a place apart from the others where he prayed. And when Simon Peter found him and said, "Everyone is looking," Jesus didn't say, "Great, finally, our message is working. Let's get down to work again." He said, "To the other towns we must go, so that I might preach there as well. For this purpose I have come." Jesus recognizes just how key his teaching is to this addressing of this greatest of all illnesses and fears, this fear of death, this fear of separation ultimately from God. So Jesus wanted to bring that good news. And it's important for us to realize that we need his truth, his preaching, more than someone with cancer needs chemotherapy, more than someone with pneumonia needs antibiotics, more than someone with a splitting headache needs two Advil. And Jesus was coming precisely to give that type of healing of our souls. He had come into the world precisely to give that type of light, so that he could, in fact, be our archegos, showing us through his teaching, which was far more than merely verbal, the true wisdom about how to live, how to suffer, how to die, so that we might be able to live forever. At the beginning of this Mass, which we're marking as a votive Mass for those who are sick, that prayer is so rich. It talks about Jesus coming into our world to share our sufferings, so that we, with the capacity to unite our sufferings to him, might be able to be brought to that place beyond suffering, where he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Today we remember our own maladies. We remember all those who are sick and suffering and need our prayers. We remember those whom we don't yet know, but perhaps we'll meet today, who will be asking us similarly to go out early and pray for them. And we take them to the Lord, asking for the healings that they need here and for the definitive healing. And similarly, we recognize that the divine physician has made us his nurses. Praise be Jesus Christ.